It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Flint residents are not happy with contaminated and discolored water in the city, and this is not the first time we've heard complaints about Flint's water. How did it get to this point, Jack?
Well, Flint seems to not be able to catch a break. They're trying to switch over from Detroit's water system. They bought water from Detroit for years, and eventually they're going to hook up with a source that gets it from Lake Huron. But for the meantime, they're using water from the Flint River, and it has to be heavily treated with chemicals. It has a lot of bacteria in it, and as a result, the water sometimes is discolored and doesn't smell very good. The city says it's safe, at least over a short period of time. There may be problems long term, and it may not be safe for the elderly and infants, but right now, residents aren't happy. They're paying more for water than most people elsewhere in the state pay. And so you've got a lot of unhappy residents, and there's probably pressure on the city to expedite plans to sign on with the new authority.
I mean, what options do Flint officials have at this point to fix the problem?
Well, they don't have a whole lot other than maybe trying to expedite their switching over to the Karagandhi Water Authority. It's already an authority that supplies water to some people. They pipe water from Lake Huron, which should be better water and less discolored and less infected than the Flint River water. And once that gets done, they say the water will both be cheaper and it won't smell as bad and people won't have as many problems with it. But I'm not clear how long that'll take to get done. In the meantime, I think people, unless they're going to rely on bottled water, don't have a whole lot of choice.
Over in Detroit, city workers, retirees, and their immediate families could get 50% off the price of an auctioned-off home in Detroit. This is under a plan proposed by Mayor Mike Duggan. What does this tell you about where the city is in its effort to rebuild?
Well, these have to do with homes that are owned by the city, and the land bank is auctioning them off. The problem is that they don't have a whole lot of trouble selling the homes that are sort of at the upper end of the scale that are in good shape, and they don't have a whole lot of problems with the very, very cheapest homes. It's the ones in the middle, the ones that in Detroit, say, would bring $25,000 to $30,000 to $40,000. Almost all of these homes need someone who can pour some money in them. The rules are that to get this deal, you have to fix them up and occupy them within 6 months. And it's not as easy to get mortgages as it used to be, especially after the subprime mortgage debacle. A lot of people don't have perfect credit or they don't have large incomes. A secretary I know at Wayne State was one of these who managed finally to get a home. But, you know, the rules are different and it's sort of a catch-22. This is actually a very shrewd program if you're talking about bringing back the city. You need a stable population. You need homeowners who will fix up their properties, take care of their properties. Nobody wants houses standing around abandoned, but again, the devil's in the details and in getting mortgages. Now, Mayor Duggan has complained that mortgage lenders tend to discriminate against city residents. Whether that's true or not, he's trying to do whatever he can to get some of these houses off the city's books.
And finally, Governor Snyder recently vetoed a gun bill over concerns it would put domestic abuse victims at risk. Now there's a similar bill moving forward in Lansing. What's different about this bill?
The reason the governor vetoed it was he thought, and other people thought too, it posed a clear and present danger to battered women. People under the old bill, if you had a personal protection order against you, say a husband who'd been abusive to his wife, he could still get this permit to have a gun. And of course, you see there's a tremendous potential for tragedy. Now, the NRA's response was that the person who was threatened should get a gun also, and that didn't really wash with the governor. But if they rewrite this bill, the whole point is to sort of get rid of county gun boards, bypass county gun boards, and have the state responsible for all saying who gets a gun. I think the governor's on board with that. They just have to take language out allowing people with a personal protection order against them to be able to get this kind of permit.
Okay, Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.